Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Yep, this is Lauren Dabb, the Director of Marketing for AwesomeCon.
Awesome. And it is returning to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center downtown from August 20th through the 22nd. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much for having us. We're excited to be back and doing these conversations again. So.
Yeah, remind us where we are. I mean, we cover AwesomeCon every year, but obviously this last year and a half or so has been crazy. So did you guys have to cancel last year and then this is the first time back?
Yeah, so we were scheduled for last May, and then we actually postponed to December, postponed again to this May, and here we are in August. So we've gone through a couple rounds of changes.
Cool. Well, I want to get into all the exciting, you know, guests and everything, but real last, you know, piece of housekeeping in terms of pandemic stuff. So like people are coming to the convention center. What do they need to know in terms of that kind of thing? Like, do they need to wear a mask or do they need to have a positive, a negative test or what is the logistical stuff on that before we get to the fun stuff?
Yeah, of course. So great question. And just so everybody knows, we've been working with, the local DC health and safety officials, with Events DC, with the convention center. We're following CDC guidelines. So at this moment in time, and of course, you know, it seems like things change weekly. So it's always safe to follow our social media for any updates. But at this moment in time, we are mask mandatory. Again, that's CDC guidelines. The convention center is a mask mandatory building. So that is, if you're wondering what that means, we are following the guidelines that CDC has put in place for face covering. So if you have any question about what that is, that's where I would refer to. And a lot of people are asking about cosplay and how that works. And even if your cosplay has a mask or has something covering your face, you still do need a face covering that's in line with the CDC guidelines. And other than that, I mean, we have temperature checks, but the CDC has done such a great job of updating the technology they have that the temperature check system is fairly easy. It's all done automatically through, you know, like a system that's up in a camera. And so the only thing really is that you need to have your forehead clear and your eyes, like we need to be able to see your eyes. You can have glasses on, but not sunglasses. And they'll tell you that at the door. But other than that, those are the two big things that you need to know to come to AwesomeCon. Of course, there's tons of protocols like wider aisles. We'll be doing social distancing in panel rooms. Like I mentioned, the CDC has tons of new technology that is automatically cleaning different surfaces, high level surfaces, escalator, handrails, elevator buttons, all that type of stuff. So all that stuff you will not even notice is there, but it is there. So the mask is the most important thing at this point.
Great. Thanks for running through all of that stuff. Cause I know I'm with any event going on, people are wondering what is allowed and what isn't. So thanks for running through all that. All right. So now without further ado, the really fun stuff. Cause it is AwesomeCon. It's supposed to be a convention and it's supposed to be fun. So, I'll handpick a couple of these things and that way I can get some nice, you know, succinct sound bites rather than you trying to remember it all off the top of your head. I'll throw something out and you can talk about it. So, what's really cool, one of my favorite movies, Back to the Future. You have some really cool guests coming from this. Explain what we have for Back to the Future.
Yeah, so we have Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd coming to AwesomeCon. So there's photo ops and autographs available with both of them. Christopher Lloyd will be doing photo ops also with the DeLorean that we'll have at the show. So lots of opportunities to take pictures and get autographs from them and meet them. We also have an afternoon with Back to the Future. So this is Sunday afternoon and there's different seating levels that you can purchase if you want to go to that event. It is a ticket required event. So it's not like our other main stage panels where you just need a badge. So if you're interested in going to that panel session at the main stage, you know, definitely go to our website and check out the different packages we have available. And yeah, we're very, very excited to have them there. Again, like I mentioned, we'll have a DeLorean. So if you just want to get a picture with the DeLorean, you can go to their booth and do that. You don't have to get it with Christopher Lloyd, although, I mean, let's be honest, wouldn't that be the best? So yeah, we're very excited to be having them. They were supposed to come in 2020. So the fact that they are coming this year is great. We're super excited.
Yes. The future is now. All those times that they were planning were going to be, you know, what, I guess in Back to the Future too. We've surpassed that time. We are in that time. So
yeah.
They're here. All right. Marty and Doc have arrived to the future here. All right. So how about fans of Star Wars and The Mandalorian? Who are our guests with that?
Yes. So we have Carl Weathers coming, and we have Giancarlo Esposito. So two really super cool guests that we're very excited about to be having at AwesomeCon. In addition to that, which I'm sure we'll talk about this, we have Destination Cosplay as a new feature at the show. And as part of that, we are doing tons of fandom meetups. So one of those is definitely one, or we might have a few of them, but will be Star Wars themed. And then of course we have our Star Wars fan groups that will be in the backlot area again this year. So, you know, tons of offering for Star Wars fans, along with panels that talk about plenty of different topics within Star Wars. So lots to do there.
Yeah, and it's a really cool, those are some big gets to have Carl Weathers, who everyone will also remember from Rocky as Apollo Creed, and then Giancarlo Esposito, of course, gosh, Breaking Bad and Do the Right Thing, so many great stuff. So those are really cool for The Mandalorian. All right, cool. Let me see. What else do we got here? How about fans of Lord of the Rings? You have Sean Astin and Billy Boyd. Explain what, actually, I'll have you say. Who do we have from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, so we've got Billy Boyd and Sean Astin this year. So, you know, like all of our celebrity guests doing photo ops and autographs. And in addition to that, we are doing a second breakfast on Saturday morning for a small group of people, which is a really cool exclusive opportunity to be with those guests. And they're also celebrating an anniversary this year. So of course, in addition to that, cosplay meetups, lots of Lord of the Rings panels. Billy Boyd and Sean Astin will be doing their Lord of the Rings panel on the main stage. So plenty for Lord of the Rings fans this year.
Great. And how about fans of Star Trek? You have like the most iconic person in Star Trek history going to be there too, right?
Yeah. Well, we actually have two. So we've got George Takei and we've got William Shatner. So awesome. Yeah, again, photo ops and autographs available for both of them. They each have their own main stage session. So you can go and, you know, that's all sessions on the main stage are included with your badge. So that is open to everybody to attend. So in addition, of course, we've got the cosplay meetups and we've got Star Trek programming. So again, you know, we're trying to hit on all the big fandoms this year.
Great. Any other guests?
Well, I just have to say we have two like nostalgic guests that I'm super excited about. We've got Christina Ricci and we've got John Heder. So Christina Ricci, Addams Family, Now and Then, which is my favorite movie of hers. And then John, of course, Napoleon Dynamite. I mean, like, you know, that's like a classic from the 90s. So
yes, you can vote for Pedro at AwesomeCon. Cool. Anything else we should know? I mean, I guess, how about like ticket wise? Do they need to, you know, is it like, run through, like, is it like a pass to get into the whole thing, or is it like individual events, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you need a badge to get into the show. So those are available online right now. We've been encouraging fans to buy in advance as much as possible. We did just announce that we'll have on-site pickup and on-site sales, but we're still encouraging fans to buy online in advance. And we've got a kickoff party on Thursday night at Wonder Garden in DC. So that way you can get your badge on Thursday night. We're doing a 3-hour window on Thursday where you can also come pick up your badge or buy your badge. So as much as we can push people to get their badges before they come on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, just to keep those queuing lines down and crowds down as much as possible. But yeah, so you need a badge to get into the show. That will get you into everything. Photographs and autographs do need to be purchased separately. And those can be part the links on our website. And then the only main stage event that is not included is the Back to the Future Sunday afternoon event and the second breakfast on Saturday morning. Everything else, like our show floor is open to everybody. Panels are, is open to everybody. Gaming is open to everybody. You know, so that badge for, will get you into 99.5% of the show.
Great. And yeah, I mean, I'd recommend everyone head over to the website for all the specifics to make sure that, you know, you're getting the proper thing that you want to order. It's awesome-con.com. In closing, give me a sense of sort of the history of AwesomeCon. You know, how long has it actually been around? And, you know, was San Diego Comic-Con like the original, and then a bunch of other cities started, you know, they had their own start popping up around the country?
Yeah, kind of. So with 2020, I think we're not counting that. So I want to, we're either in our eighth or ninth year, depending on if we count 2020 or not. But yeah, so, you know, San Diego started, and then I think next was New York Comic Con. And what's really cool about our company is that our president, Kelly Comboni, was one of the original people who launched New York Comic Con. So she has just like history of experience with Comic Cons. But yeah, so our show is exactly what you would expect from a Comic-Con, except for we're kind of more of a regional show. So compared to New York and San Diego, smaller, but in a good way. It allows us to do a little bit more. It's not as crowded for our families. We're definitely more family focused. So, you know, I would feel very, very comfortable bringing my kids, and I have brought my kids to AwesomeCon before. But yeah, it was started out by Ben Penrod, and, you know, it started out in a hotel lobby. We actually have, Paul Petio, I think, is one of the first employees that Ben had. And he's still on our team today. And then since then it grew, and eventually Left Field Media, which is our parent company, acquired AwesomeCon, and we've just been doing it since then. And it's super fun. It's AwesomeCon is meant to celebrate all things pop culture, fandom, comics, you know, celebrities, gaming. We try to hit on all of it. Cosplay, you know, so it's not just about comics. We have a kids area, you know, so it's very fun for younger fans. We have Science Fair, which the tagline there is where science meets science fiction. We're launching a book fair this year. So for, you know, our avid readers, which there's a lot of intersection there with fandom. So, you know, it's an all-encompassing convention for fans of all types.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is AwesomeCon, August 20th through the 22nd at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. We'll get the word out, and hopefully, you know, people can enjoy this year, and then, you know, maybe next year, hopefully completely back to completely normal with no masks or anything, but small sacrifice for everyone to have to make. Get out there, you know, do it safe, do it right. And you can still meet some of your famous, your favorite people. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.